Well, continuing on in the teaching from the 17th chapter of John, of the Gospel of John, there's a phrase wherein it says, in the 6th verse, I've manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. We're going to the table of the Lord now, and I want to take you to a passage of Scripture that your understanding may be further enlightened by the testimony or by the Word of God. This communion table has been so misunderstood, has been so abused, has been the truth of which has been so hidden by the precepts of men, by the traditions of men. Paul says of this table of the Lord, that we should discern the meaning behind the symbols of the broken bread and of the cup of wine. So let's go into God's word that we might discern the meaning wherein we might partake worthily, or in a worthy manner. For these symbols represent the body and blood of Jesus Christ. They don't become by words spoken by a priest the literal body and blood. Jesus took wine. He took bread. When he did it, he said, do this in remembrance of me. Exodus 21 speaks of the perfect servant. In verse 2 it says, if thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the 7th year he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, that is, no equivocation, no second thoughts, no doubts, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him to the judges, and he shall also bring him to the door or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him. Forever. Unto the men, Jesus said in the sixth verse of John 17, which thou gavest me, if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, I'll not go out for nothing. Jesus didn't go out for nothing. He gave his life that he might live forever with his master, our Father, his Father. And his wife, the Church of Jesus Christ, and his children. During this time of the life of Jesus Christ, he came and he took a wife and he took his children. He could have gone home having delivered the words of his Father to his wife and children. But not having done that which was required, that we all may live together forever. He gave himself to be nailed, that he might live with us and his master, God, forever. The bread at this table, representing his body, which he said is given for us, it's an act of love. You don't have to talk Jesus into healing. For the scripture is clear that he gave his back to the smiters, and with his stripes we were healed. Everywhere he went, Jesus, he healed. And looking unto Jesus and what he did and what his body represents to us, we take this bread and declare with our mouth that which we do believe, that with his stripes we were healed. And we take it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as you read this passage, you cannot find anything that is required of the wife or the children. You just find what the result is. That he and his master and his wife and his children shall live with him forever. There's no salvation apart from his, that is Jesus's, that is the perfect servant. No salvation apart from his free choice. Nothing the wife or children could do. It was all up to him, and he did. That's what this cup symbolizes. It's a cup of wine, a symbol of blood. The blood, the life of the soul is in the blood. The blood represents the life that he gave that we might be with him, Jesus Christ, and our Father forever. Now, ye children of God, giving honor and glory unto Jesus Christ, who gave his life, unto God our Father, who gave his Son, as we recognize this is God who has done this, and we be but beneficiary recipients. Of his will, of his grace. We lift this cup, looking unto Jesus, our husband, and Father, and we take it, thanking him for his grace, unmerited favor, and we do it in Jesus, and we do it by faith. Giving glory and honor unto him. Take it in Jesus with thanksgiving for that which we have received. Amen.